Hello there, Through the Word listeners. I'm Pastor Jonathan Ferguson, and today we begin a journey through 1 Peter. Aliens. Now, how many Bible studies have you heard that started with that word? But I'm not talking about little green men from Mars. I'm talking about the other kind of alien, a foreigner living in the land. And that was what I was. It said so on my government ID card, big letters, right across the top, alien. The Kenyan government wanted me and anyone who ever saw my ID card to know that I was not a citizen. I simply didn't belong. And this small book we're journeying through was written to those who simply don't belong. To people who are continually facing trials and difficulties in life. To us. Right in chapter 1, verse 6 says, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Now, Peter knew what trials were all about. Remember, Peter was one of Jesus' inner circle of disciples. He had walked with Jesus through 3.5 years of religious opposition. He was with Jesus on the night he was arrested, and, like the other disciples, hid in fear on that long, dark weekend. After Jesus rose and ascended into heaven, Peter became a leader in the early church. He was arrested and beaten by the religious leaders, yet he remained strong in the face of opposition. And Peter wants to help us readers as we deal with the struggles we face in our life today. We, who do not belong. Life is difficult, and just about everyone understands this. There's a Jewish proverb that says, "Ask not for a lighter burden, but for broader shoulders." And an ancient Chinese proverb that says, "The gem cannot be polished without friction, nor man perfected without trials." And there's this great one, "Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who tells you differently is selling something." The Dread Pirate Roberts. The world understands this pain, but somehow many Christians don't. It happens when we focus only on the joys of the Christian walk, without understanding the difficulties that go alongside. Or, to use the biblical words, we emphasize the joys of being God's chosen people, but overlook the hardship of being exiles on this earth. But we need the message of 1 Peter, maybe now more than ever. Throughout his book, Peter points us back to the suffering we will have in this life. In chapter 4, we find Peter telling us, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." Trials are part of life, and persecution is still very real in many parts of this world. Even in Europe and America, historically the very heart of Christianity, things are getting darker. The church in this generation is under attack in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. And persecuted or not, Peter is talking about suffering grief in all kinds of trials. And he tells us that God has a purpose for those trials and directions for how to live through them. My guess is you've seen some hard trials. Maybe you're looking at one right now. I've been there. I like to remind people that almost everyone has gone through a trial recently, or are in a trial currently, or are about to hit a trial very soon. No one has a monopoly on pain. So what is God's purpose? And how do we get through it all? 1 Peter has the answer. So let's open up the book to chapter 1. Verse 6. "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." The trials we go through, Peter says, they're only for a little while. Now, just before that, Peter described for us an eternal inheritance. So even if we face an entire lifetime of trials, what's 60, 70, or 80 years compared to eternity? But why do we go through these trials? What's the point? Imagine I go down into a mine and pull out a large load of iron. I might take that rock and melt it down and have an iron bar I can sell for $5. However, if I take it to a blacksmith, he might take that same bar of iron and refine it to make horseshoes and sell them for $15. If I make needles for sewing, I could easily make $3,000. And if I take that same bar of iron, refine it still more to make springs for high-end watches, well, I'm looking at $250,000. The difference? Purity. And purity comes by applying heat. What Peter is saying here is that trials, well, they're like the fire that purifies metal. The more a person's faith is placed in that fire, the hotter it is in the trial, the more pure and precious that faith becomes. I spent 7 years in Nairobi, Kenya, planting churches and teaching pastors at a Bible college. Now, there was a lot of great things about living in Kenya and a lot of fun stories, but there were also times of severe trials. There was the 14-month stretch where we were never all healthy at the same time. There were months that our support was dangerously low. But looking back, I can honestly tell you that our faith and trust in God grew most when times were hardest. Peter wants to encourage you and I to stay strong in trials, because the trials are actually good for us. As long as we are in this world, we are going to face difficulties in order to make us more like Christ. Chapter 5 closes the book with a blessing for us as believers facing trials. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. So join us next time as we jump into 1 Peter chapter 1 and see the hope we have in Christ. Hope for aliens like us.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.